why don't we go with you first, Michael Stoddard, to talk a little bit about the buildings. And as Hannah says, really help us think as a climate council what we need to focus on in the next month and a half. Given where we're at, the new information we have, what's feasible for us as a climate council with all those awesome considerations that we've been hearing about, what do we really need to focus on as a climate council in the next month and a half? Michael, why don't you go first and just take a few minutes and riff on that, please.
Okay, thanks, David. I'll give it a shot, and thanks, Hannah. And I want to add my congratulations to the staff who did an awesome job this morning. 2 years ago, that would have been impossible because none of them were here working for the state, and we're lucky to have them. I think it's not overly complicated what's going on in buildings. We're a little bit fortunate in that sense that the greenhouse gases are coming from burning oil primarily. And so the questions are, how can we do less of that? We can either make our buildings more better weatherized and insulated so we don't need to heat them as much, or we can switch to other kinds of fuels that don't emit as much greenhouse gases as oil does. And we're kind of lucky that we also, because we live in Maine and it's cold for a lot of the year, we do a fair amount of this, thinking about how we're going to cut down on our heating costs. So it's not like this is a brand new challenge for us. We've been thinking about this and working on this, all of us collectively, for decades, for centuries. And so I think we're in an okay spot. We know what the tools are. The most cost-effective opportunity is with new construction. And so, you know, the legislature had their eyes on this a couple of years ago in 2019. They did adopt new building codes and said, we got to keep updating these building codes every few years. So I think we're on the right track. We have the regulatory framework to do this, but our compliance with building codes is really has really sort of atrophied over the last 10 years or so. And I think that's something that we as a council should be focusing on, ways that we can, some recommendations we can make to help build that up so that compliance is a more regular thing. And also looking down the line and setting some targets. So one of the things you see in the recommendations from the buildings working group was a target. And the target was set pretty far out in time at 2035. So that's a pretty good long lead time to get to a very aggressive target. But we should do something like that. And I think as a council, we should pick a target that we think is feasible. And then we should also focus on other things like training and maybe incentives. The beauty of regulations is you don't need to come up with cash to pay for them as a state program. They may cost something, but as Melissa mentioned, or Brian mentioned, this is particularly cost-effective option. So you're gonna save more money than it costs. So I think this is one that's kind of an easy one, and we should focus on how we can make it better, what the current framework we have. The other big thing is the equipment that we use to make heat. And so you're maybe getting sick of hearing about it now, but I think we're blessed to have this new technology that is this new generation of heat pump technology that runs on electricity. There are some other options too that can complement that with modern wood heat and maybe renewable, you know, sort of hydrogen-based fuels in the future. But the combination of these do give us some options from what we've been using for the last 100 years. And so I think that's a nice opportunity. And as you won't be surprised to hear me say, we kind of know how to do this with incentives. We're doing it now. Maine is leading the country in providing incentives for high-performance heat pumps. We just got to set appropriate targets and find the appropriate funding streams and funding amounts to do it. So there again, you know, we're lucky that that ERG did the cost effectiveness analysis and our staff was able to help with that. And it shows that across the board, these energy efficiency measures will save you more money than they cost. So that's kind of nice when one of your lead mitigation strategies is a money saver. So we should feel good about focusing our efforts on that. I don't think we need to overthink it. You know, it's weatherizing buildings, gradually switching to cleaner fuels and cleaner heating systems. And that is something that I do think as a council we should focus on a bit. It's going to be a little tricky to figure out if that's something we could regulate, and if so, how. But I'll stop there. I think those are the high level things, are the new building codes and incentive programs for weatherizing and heating systems.
That's great. Thanks, Michael.